We already know that there's 100 Garda stations closed over the last year around the country, five of which are located in County Donegal. What is alarming is that the Minister has outlined a 36 million euro reduction in the wage bill for An Garda Síochána. An Garda chiefs in recent days have been outlining that that will result in almost 1,500 Gardaí being removed from the payroll. That will have a devastating effect in areas in rural Ireland, including in Donegal, at a time when gangland violence and criminal burglaries are at an all-time high.
We have a commitment, though, from the Justice Minister that those reductions you talk of will not happen this year, so we don't want to scaremonger either.
Well, I'm only reflecting on what has been said by the Garda Representatives Association and by the Sergeants Association, where they are outlining clearly that there will be a reduction because the level of pay is not available to meet the demand this year. In fact, the level of pay available to An Garda Síochána will only entitle them to employ 12,000 Gardaí this year. So there is a crisis situation in relation to the overall availability of resources to An Garda Síochána, not only in relation to pay, but indeed in relation to the ban which is in place on overtime, the ban on recruitment, and the reduction in resources, including squad cars and so on and so forth. We have seen this week and in recent weeks across the northwest and in Donegal a spate of burglaries, both in rural areas and in urban areas of the county, and it's very alarming. People are scared at this time, living in their own homes, and I think that the Minister for Justice deserves to come out and be straight with the people, be straight with the Garda force, and ensure that additional resources are made available between now and the enactment of the Finance Act in a number of weeks' time.